Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have B. McGee of Vacant Imaginations. B, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Man, good to be here, man, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. Appreciate the time that you took. So what brought you to this conference? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, what brought me here was I'm actually partnered with A-Wade Media, and he's like, man, look, we need photography services. So, you know, I was like, man, I got you, man. So I'm here just, you know, kind of soaking in the information that's being brought to me, you know, at the same time, just, you know, I'm glad to be here, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a lot of knowledge. So what's some of the best things that you heard?
So the best thing I could take from this event is just, you know, doing for yourself in the sense of you can't be focused on what other people are doing, like, period, and looking at everything from a competitive base. Like, you can't look at people as your competition, because at the same time, it's people out here that need the knowledge just like you do. So there's no point in trying to hold it in. Whatever you know, you might as well share it, because it's going to come out regardless,
yeah.
You know.
No, I love that, especially like in this like community type field, because a lot of times everybody's like, oh, that competition is like, oh, I know this, so I'm going to hold it, right, and nobody's going to know about it. But you saying like, that's one of the vibes you got, right, from this conference.
And honestly, and like looking back, I used to be that type to just kind of, and I'm still working on kind of just, you know, releasing certain things at a certain time. But it's like when you're in that mode, you don't want to, it's kind of like you don't want to give away your treats because you feel like somebody's going to steal it or emulate it. But if you think about this art or whatever it is, whether you talk or whether you do music, it's an art, so it's always going to be emulated in a different kind.
Yeah.
So it's always going to come back around full circle, so you might as well, you know, show them what you got, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's big, because I used to play sports too, so I always had that competitive mindset where somebody wins, somebody loses, either that. But it's great, because even if you give away all your secrets, give away exactly how you do it, nobody can execute it like you, because it's your art, just
exactly.
As you said. Do you find the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not even a bragging standpoint, but just, you know, I'm one of a kind, and that's how you got to look at yourself as being great. You gotta look at yourself as being that rare piece of candy in the candy shop, because there's no one like you in regards to how people do, how much equipment or however many years people have been doing it. They're not nothing like you. So
yeah,
that's how you gotta look at things.
Absolutely. No, I definitely agree with that. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about what you're doing with Vacant Imagination, some of the things you guys are working on?
So pretty much Vacant Imagination, it started, I actually been doing photos, video probably since 2014. Just I started out doing photos, and honestly a lot longer than that I was doing, you know, I used to have my little Nickelodeon film camera.
Yeah.
Just, you know, taking pictures, harassing my mom and stuff like that. And I would say, you know, 2014 I started doing pictures and stuff like that. But what was the question again?
Just how you got started. Yeah.
No, how I got started, you know, like doing that. And it was kind of like the spur of the moment, just, you know, grabbing the camera and just seeing what I could do with it. And, you know, I used to, you know, take my little HP camera and record myself just, you know, dancing and whatnot. But, you know, and then I would go to sports events, and I'm like, man, let me record this, you know, let me try something different. But it's really just came to that. And honestly, you know, as I find myself a lot more every day, I get better with my craft, you know what I mean? So whether I'm meditating or just, you know, listening to music, just doing little different things to help me grow as a person, like it helps me sharpen my craft, you know. So
so tell me, I guess, a little bit what you feel kind of is like your, I know you touched on it, your secret sauce. What do you feel kind of sets you apart, makes you unique?
What makes me unique is I have a quick turnaround time. So most of the time when I shoot an event or I'm shooting a video or a sports event, like, I'll turn it around like within that same day. If not that same day, you'll get it the next day.
Okay.
Or the next day. Right, so it's a couple of days. It's not like it'll take months for something to come through.
That.
But at the same time, like I said, it's just being real authentic, being myself. And I feel like when you carry yourself a certain way, regardless of how you dress, it doesn't matter if you come in here with sweatpants, slacks, or a suit. If you carry yourself yourself just by being you, you'll get far. So yeah. All that, you know, that, you know, talking a certain way, that doesn't mean anything. It's just about being yourself, you know, and not disregarding people who, you know, articulate themselves a certain way. It's just you got to be yourself regardless.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because in this day and age with all these things that are out there, it's like authenticity is a big thing. Right. And whether you're trying to be real, you will be real because you basically find out who you are anyway. So it's kind of hard to kind of fake that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for something I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that gives you that edge that makes you more effective and efficient. What do you think works well for you?
As far as
like any like little thing that you do, it could be like a scheduling link, maybe something you do with your clients, just something that makes you more effective, efficient. Do you have something?
Honestly, it would be delivering the files and stuff like, you know, on a USB, like just because things like the internet, you know, it's a good, you can look at it different ways, but the internet, you can utilize it how you want. But at the same time, you got to look at it from a standpoint of like, man, you don't know if your Wi-Fi might cut off. You don't know what's going to happen. So what I do is when I do events and gigs and stuff like that, I deliver all the photos and videos on a USB because it's tangible. You know, if, you know, once you get it, it's out of my hands.
Right.
So, you know, if you drop it or you damage it, that's on you, not me.
Yeah.
So I always discuss, you know, to people like, look, man, look, I'm going to give you this USB of all the stuff. You know, you can add a raw, the edited, whatever, finished product on there, and it's all on you. But I say that to say just because, you know, when you delivering files through Gmail and stuff like that, you don't know that the technical difficulties, you might, your hard drive might shut down, you know, so it's like, it's things you gotta look at, you know, on that side. But other than that, I would say that that's kind of like one of my hacks.
Your hacks, I love that. And especially in this day and age where there's so much digital, to have that physical is huge. So let me ask you for now a CEO nugget. And this is like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you could hop into a time machine, talk to your younger business self, what would you say?
I would say just keep mashing, like, and it's a tough road, but it's only as tough as you make it. So to all my young guys, women, whatever, just keep going through, because you're going to have your ups and downs, but it's going to be up more so than down. And even the downs, they're the same as the ups. They're going to teach you those lessons, you know what I mean? So it's really the same thing, you know what I mean? So it's really no failure in this, you know?
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. And the last question I wanted to ask you, how would you define being a CEO? We're hoping to have different quote-unquote CEOs on the show, look at entrepreneurship, business, exactly what that means. So what does being a CEO mean to you?
I mean, I would say being a CEO is just being held accountable and handling your affairs, whether that's, you know, handling stuff at a certain time, you know, delivering the product on a certain time. It's just, you just handling, you know, your business accordingly and doing it the way you want to do it, because there's no right or wrong. Just because he or she says you need to do it like that don't mean that's the case. You know, you learn how you're supposed to operate and then you move like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, B, I appreciate your time. Appreciate the time you took out.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Tell the people how best they can get a hold of you.
So you can reach me at Vacant Imagination. That's VACANT Imagination. VacantImagination.com. You can reach me on Instagram, same thing. And that's me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And that's an S at the end of Imaginations?
No, it's no S. Okay. Just Imagination.
VacantImagination.com. Yeah. Okay, we'll have that in the show notes as well too, so that everybody can click through and follow you, see all the awesome things you're doing, all the White House stories that you've been able to go to and do all those awesome things. But I hope you have a great rest of the day.
All right, I appreciate you, man.
Right,
real
cool.
Talk.
Take it easy.
All right, you soon.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.